Well, hey there. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. Today, we are going to talk about a hot topic. Can you guess what it is, my friend? Dun-da-da! Price increases. How to go about letting your clients know that you're raising your prices, what a good time of year is to raise your prices, and how you can up-level your game so that your clients see you as the valued stylist that you are. So I saw this post in a private Facebook group with all hairstylists. I'm going to read it off to you, and then I'm going to share what I shared with this stylist and then give a little bit more insight around this topic. Inside my program, Glamhurst Academy, oftentimes stylists come in undercharging. So within the first week or two of the program, they're usually making more money because they realize they're undercharging. And I always like to coach the stylists that are in the program on how to go about doing this in a way that feels good to them, that's clear and communicative with their clients, and then also just seems fair and something that they can implement going forward. So this is what the stylist said inside the private Facebook group. Hi everyone, I'm in the process of raising my cut and color price. Most of my clients couldn't care less, but I have a couple that it could be a deal breaker for. Can you help me with polite, professional, but firm verbiage that I can send to those I need to? I love that question. I love that the stylist was just trying to figure things out and asking a bunch of us other stylists. This is just a Facebook group where stylists support stylists. It's not one of my programs or anything, but I like to be in this group just to see what's going on, get my pulse on what stylists are getting stressed about or what they're thinking, people that are outside my program. And I love using this content on my social media pages or in my podcast. So I thought it'd be a fun podcast to talk about this. So a couple things that I would suggest that I suggest to the stylists is, number one, are they clients you actually still want in your chair? Are they ideal clients? If they're going to give you some pushback or if it could be a deal breaker for, maybe they're not the client for you anymore. And that's okay. You can bless and release those clients. Don't worry if you are going to lose a few clients if you raise your prices, because there'll be more space in your schedule for clients that can't afford your pricing. I always tell my students, you're expensive but worth it.com. And I want you to show up that way and act that way too. So the second thing that I asked the stylist that I would ask you, my friend, if you're thinking about raising your prices, is have you tried up-leveling your client salon experience recently? I find that I have more confidence raising my prices when I've done this, and I share this inside my programs too. It may be something simple like having a specialty tea or coffee, making sure you're providing value online, more of that in a minute, and that your clients are actually following you on those platforms, or just sending them like a follow-up text after their appointment to check in to see how they're doing, how they like their hair. So I always like to do all this up-leveling in advance before I actually raise my prices. And the third thing that I suggested to the stylist is I would give them a runway. Maybe it's 3 weeks, maybe it's as of the first of the month, next month, maybe there's 2 months, and just let them know in their reminder email, or text that they get, put a sign up at your station, post it online, also mention it to them when they're in your chair. Let them know all the ways that they could possibly see or hear it from you that your prices are going up. I said to the stylist, and I'll say this to you myself, my friend. You got this. You can do this. You deserve to be an expensive but worth it stylist as well. So this is the verbiage that I would actually send out to clients. Hi, Jessica. I'm looking forward to seeing you at your next appointment. As of November 1st, I'll be implementing a price increase. Each service will be X now. Have a great day. So that's just something that's simple. It's informative. You're letting the client know in advance. You're being kind about it. You customize the text or the email. I like to send it in the reminder emails. It doesn't have to be like, let's say their appointment's in 48 hours. It doesn't have to be that appointment. Just let them know the next service or as of next month, which would be the next time they're coming in after this current appointment that your services will be going up. So back to showing up online. I want you, my friend, to make sure you're providing value to your followers online. And ideally, your clients that are in your chair are following you online. So you just have to make sure, I call it the 5-minute buffer routine, make sure your clients are following you and take before and after pictures of every single client. Give yourself 5 minutes in between appointments to take the before and after pictures so you always have content on your phone. And make sure they're following you right then and there. Just say, hey, Stephanie, do you mind if I take a before and after picture? They'll probably say, no, no problem. You take the pictures, then you say, is it okay if I tag you in this picture? They'll probably say, no problem. Yeah, go ahead and tag me. And then just pull up your phone right then and there and just say, hey, are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? And make sure you're following one another right there. So they can't leave the chair without you following them or they're following you. And you're taking before and after pictures. And then when you're showing up online, what I want you to do is show valuable information. I don't want just like, oh, I have an opening. Oh, my prices went up. I want you to give valuable information every single week on the platforms that you know your clients are following you on. So here's a few examples. The content that I come up with is things that my clients ask me about. Gina, how do you make those beachy waves in your hair? Gina, how do I get fullness on the top of my hair? Gina, how do I do that top knot bun that I see you always wearing? I create content that my clients want to see. Like why I use certain colors on clients, what kind of hairspray I'm using, how to hold the curling iron when I'm curling the hair, what type of comb to use when I'm teasing the hair, how to make the hair really full on the top knot, what kind of bobby pins am I using, things like that. So then when your clients are following you online, they see that you're a valuable stylist. And when you raise your prices, they're not going to bat an eye at you raising your prices. And I would recommend to raise them aggressive, but often. So again, typically people come into my online academy and they're undercharging. What I like to suggest is an aggressive, but often pricing strategy. So I like to say, try to raise 4 different services in 1 year. So that's 1 per quarter. And make it aggressive. Let's say you charge $35 for a haircut. Go up to 50. Let's say you charge for a women's cut. Let's say you charge $40 for a blowout. Go up to 50. Don't make it $5 or a couple dollars. Make it a good amount. And then do that with 4 different services in 1 year. And you'll be making significantly more money. But the people that you're raising the prices on, like let's say you do men's cuts, women's cuts, keratin treatments, and updos. Of course, the men's cuts are probably not going to be affected by the updos and the women's cuts. And then the updo clients aren't going to be getting men's cuts. And then the keratin clients aren't really going to be getting, there's not going to be all your clients getting keratin. So if you raise the women's haircut, let's say next month, and then that's only going to be affecting the women's haircuts. And then, like I said, when you raise the men's cuts and the updos and the keratins, it's not all affected by the same client, but you're creating more income within a year because you're raising your prices on 4 different services. So I don't like to do across the board like 10%, 5%, because then it affects, like if one client comes in for color, cut, and keratin, now they're paying a lot more money because they get 3 services at a time. So I like to do 1 service at a time and do it aggressive and often. And in the first year, I like to suggest that you raise 4 different services within 1 year. Okay, so that is my answer for this stylist who is asking about raising her prices and what she should do about the clients it would be a deal breaker for, and how to actually go about talking to the client or letting them know that you're actually going to be raising your prices and implementing this new strategy. I hope this helped you out. If you think this episode will help out one of your friends, please share this episode with them. I'd really appreciate it. And thank you so much for tuning in. Mwah.